Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon with Sean White, and we continue to feature the songs written by the great writing team of Holla, Doja, and Holland. This half hour will feature songs by the Four Tops,
the Marvelettes,
Shalimar,
the Supremes,
the Doobie Brothers,
Martha and the Vandellas,
Marvin Gaye,
and the Miracles.
That's all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories. And now, let's understand a little more about the great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland.
Well, the developing Holland, Doja, Holland sound stemmed not only from arrangements, musicianship, and artistry, but also from the mixing process. This was another one of Brian Holland's skills acquired from the man with poor punctuality. I learned how to mix basically from Robert Bateman, says Brian. I had to watch Barry do several mixes, but Robert was the real reason why I started mixing that stuff. He taught me how to engineer.
Well, let's continue listening to some more great songs from Holland, Doja, and Holland. Here are the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Sean White.
Knock it up,
knock it up,
my heart.
Throw away the key.
Knock it up,
I'm knocking.
Knock it up,
I'm
knocking.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my
heart.
Knock it up,
my
heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart.
Knock it up,
my heart Dogs. This is Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Festival Part 1 by Shamalar. That reached number 25 from 1977. That was a compilation of Going to a Go-Go, I Can't Help Myself, Uptight, and Stop in the Name of Love. That was not released on the Motown label, but it was written by Holland Dozier Holland. And before that, we heard
from the Marvelettes, reached number 44, 1963, with Locking Up My Heart.
And we started off with a classic song by the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself. Number one from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon with Sean White, and we're coming to you from the studios of KQCX in Queen Creek, Arizona. And now a little more about Holland Dozier and Holland's producing.
Of course, there were checks and balances built into the Motown system, such as the Friday morning product evaluation meetings, at which the company's senior executives, A&R team, and producers heard and voted upon the output of their peers. The younger Holland was usually present. I would get information from Brian in those meetings, says Eddie, and find out exactly what was going on. Who said this? What happened here? When is the release date on this? I don't know if Brian understood. He didn't sound like he was interested in talking to me, but I would pester him.
And now let's continue listening to some of the great songs of Holland, Dozier, and Holland on Motown Memories. Here is another number one song by the Supremes from 1965, Stop in the Name of Love, right here on Motown Memory.
You won't come the street.
Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Ballard.
Jimmy Mac by Moth and the Vandellas, that reached number 10 from 1967.
Also heard from the Doobie Brothers and Little Darling, I Need You, reached number 48 back in 1977.
That song was not released on the Motown label, but it was written by Holland Dozier and Holland. And before that, and we started off with the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love, number 1 from 1965. And now Sean will talk a little bit about Lamont Dozier's view on Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye was high maintenance. I loved the guy, says Lamont. Everybody loved Marvin, but he could be a handful. When he wanted to, it was, man, I gotta go. But he was fast and he was creative. He could be so creative when you cut him a little bit out of his range. When he had to go up into falsetto and do different things. Eddie concurs, he was the first and only artist I ever worked with who executed the song actually better than how it was given to him.
And now let's hear from Marvin Gaye, Baby Don't You Do It, number 27 from 1964, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Sean White.
Baby, don't you do it. Don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. Don't do it, baby. Don't break my heart. Please don't do it, baby. Don't you break my heart. Well, I try to do my best. Don't do it, baby.
love songs. This is Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Okay. All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Motown Memories, that was The Miracles and Mickey's Monkey, reached number 8 back in 1963.
And before that, we heard from Marvin Gaye, Baby Don't You Do It, number 27 from 1964. This edition of Motown Memories has been featuring songs written by Holland Dozier and Holland. A very special show done with a very special person from KQCX.com in Queen Creek, Arizona. I'm referring to Sean White.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for stopping by once again here at the studios of The Point 99.1 FM. Most definitely a pleasure having you here,
and,
as always.
Thank you very much.
And Tom didn't think I could say The Miracles and Mickey's Monkey on Motown Memories, so I did it.
I'm very impressed. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon and
Sean White.
Goodbye for now.